I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors in honor of Delano Johnson, who recently passed away on this beautiful, he didn't pass away on this beautiful Thursday, May 14th. But I just wanted to open it in his honor.
Director Cordova?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torbixson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present. Will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wunderbar. All right. Do I have an approval of the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torbixson.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia.
Director Cordova?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torbixson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board member that would like to remove any items at this time? I would like to remove item E. If there is no others to be pulled, can I have a motion on A through D?
I move we adopt motions A to D of the consent calendar.
I second that.
Thank you, Director Torbixson and Director Fardella.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torbixson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. I'm only pulling this because I just want to make sure. I'm saying this and you correct me. We didn't have a buyback policy for sick leave prior to this. We did.
Yes.
And the change that we're making is that we're just changing the months that they, okay. And that's just what we had talked about to make it easier to separate out vacation buyback and sick leave buyback. And then when it says buyback at 6 days a year, is that 640 hours or 6 days and each day is a third? Do you know what I'm saying?
So 6 days would be 48 hours, but it would be at a third of their rate.
Okay, got it. So we're not checking 6 days. Okay, got it. All right. I'm happy. Thank you. May I have a motion?
I move we adopt item E of the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Torbixson. Thank you, Lopez Garcia.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torbixson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, there are no presentations, so we're moving on to the general manager's report. And I just wanted to just remind everybody that if you have any comments or questions for the general manager, to please wait until her presentation is complete and I call on you. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Chair and board members, mm-hmm. and happy May. And again, first of all, with deep sadness, but acknowledging the passing of our wonderful Delano Johnson. He was pretty much a true spirit in the heart of our community. Mm-hmm. I did talk to his daughter and just, you know, we talked about a few things and sharing that in the humble beginnings, Delano dedicated his life to serving others and founder of the executive director of the Bay Point All-in-One Community. He will be deeply missed for all that knew him. And a celebration of life with this very special man will be held Sunday here, May 31st at the Ambrose Center at 2 p.m.
Oh, okay.
We are also pleased to announce that the Lindbrook ADA Walkway Project has been completed, and we are planning a ribbon cutting ceremony mid-June. Okay. We're trying to get Supervisor Preston Scales and our leadership group together for this event. It'll probably be a late evening weekday celebration.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. We are very, very excited to announce that we've been awarded the Costin Grant in the amount of $25,000 to support the Bay Point Youth Academy and the Ambrose Teen Center. Thank you to the diligence of our Teen Center coordinator, Randy. He has a great relationship with the Koshlin group and San Francisco Koshlin group, and we awarded that additional $25,000.
I love that.
Wonderful.
The Community Development Grant, the CDBG, has been approved for recommendations by the Contra Costa County Department of Conservation and Development in the amount of $230,000 for the much-needed replacement of the TPO roofing at the community center. But the final programmatic recommendation will be at the Board of Supervisors meeting on May 19th.
Okay.
So but they went through two review boards and it's been approved by two review boards.
Wonderful.
The garden has been abated. As you can see, it's clean. And there was 20 yards of soil that was donated. That's in there that will be dispersed in the different boxes by some volunteers. Jasmine is coordinating that. We are also pleased to share with you that we were granted $20,000 from the Community Impact Fund from District 5 to support our youth programming at this district. The grant is active now to April of 2027. I previously noted that the State of the District report highlighted the past 5 years' accomplishments would be presented this month. The presentation has been rescheduled for next month. It's been a very, very busy month.
I understand.
Current aquatic programming has started including lap swimming. It's Monday through Thursday at 9 to 11 till June 4th at the Aquatic Center. Recreation swim will be available weekends beginning May 23rd, including Memorial Day the 25th, and starting June 8th from 12 to 5 will be open daily. Season passes are on sale now, and we're taking registration for swim lessons. And through a grant with Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund, we are offering one free 2-week session for children that haven't had lessons before at the Aquatic Center. So that's free for this 2026 season.
Oh, wonderful.
Unfortunately, there will not be a Memorial Day parade this year due to permit scheduling challenges and conflicts. However, the Ambrose Aquatic Center will be offering a free entry on Monday, May 25th, Memorial Day, for active and retired military personnel. We have done this in the past, as well as active law enforcement at the center, located at 125 Memorial Way. And we also would like to extend our appreciation to all the residents serving in the U.S. Armed Forces and law enforcement for their continued dedication to protecting our community.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Director Fardella, do you have any questions or comments for the General Manager?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Director Garcia?
No, I don't.
Director Torlakson?
Oh, I wanted to find out what is going on with the veteran. You're having an offering on Memorial Day?
No, they come in free admission.
Oh, it's just free admission.
Free admission.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just?
It's free admission to a wonderful aquatic center.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought there was some sort of an offering or
no,
something.
We'll have
something like that. Because we used to have a Memorial Day ceremony here during the parade.
Parade,
and,
yes.
Yeah, that would be missed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, also, I wanted to note that I saw this Body by Brown on the report.
Yes.
That is interesting. Is that some sort of a, what do you call this?
A boot camp? It's a boot camp.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and even takes them out and sometimes does sprints out of the basketball court. And so, yeah, it's a really intense program. But yeah, I think we have 6 registered and they love it. It's only been a couple weeks.
Okay.
Director Lopez Garcia.
No comments at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
The only question I have, but thank you so much for your report. It's always amazing what we're doing. The Keller Canyon Mitigation, I want to say award for the aquatics for anybody that hasn't had lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a new grant?
No.
This is a grant.
This is the last one here for 2 years. This one expires on June 30th.
Got it.
This week, the Keller Mitigation grants for the 26-27 cycle are due next week. I actually due this Friday, and we will find out if we can continue that program through the 26-27.
So by next board meeting, you'll know everything that we.
No, they usually the end of July is when they announce. Yeah,
okay.
But you can't retroactive it back to July 1st.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I love that. That's super cool. Thank you so much, General Manager.
Madam.
Yes.
Madam
Director Torlakson.
Yeah. So how does the grant actually work? I just wanted to find out. So let's say I'm a resident. I said I've never had a class here before.
Let me clarify that.
Yeah.
A free lesson for all youth.
Okay.
It's from 6 to 14, all youth for this year. Now, they had a free session last year.
Okay.
That's fine. They wanted to go up to the level 2. They get a free one this year. So it keeps them physically active. It keeps them water safe.
Okay.
And it's for Bay Point residents only.
Okay.
Perfect.
So they have to show their address,
yes,
all that stuff.
Perfect.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Else have any comments or questions?
Wouldn't it be
yes,
for
Director
anyone
Fardella?
Who's also in Ambrose who lives in Pittsburgh?
Oh, we do honor the 94565. Let me clarify that too. Bay Point are 94565 residents.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the surrounding people there are Bay Point residents.
So we should say
exclude two members of your board.
No, 94565.
Yeah, then no. Well, maybe it's for Ambrose residents only, or is it
Ambrose? You mean Ambrose
constituents?
Residents?
Yeah.
Constituents, yes.
Constituents.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. We do the 94565. Is how we base it when it goes into our computer.
Okay.
If it's not 94565, it'll spit it out.
Got it.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bring it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific items being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on the monthly maintenance report at this time? That's kind of ridiculous because you haven't made it yet. So why don't we let you make it first and then we'll bring it to the public. And I'd like to just caution the board members that if you have any questions or comments, please wait until after our general manager's report and I'll call on you.
Thank you, board chair. Aslan Park, nothing to report. Ambrose Center Park, graffiti on the back warehouse. We have painted that.
Yeah.
Ambrose Park and Aquatic Center. I need to be corrected on that. The weed abatement began May 13th, and it will be finalized tomorrow, May 15th.
Okay.
Picnic tables and retaining walls have been painted. We're finalizing two more benches in that area. Bear Cave picnic table, somebody put a barbecue on it, I guess let it burn, and one of the tables have melted.
Oh.
We've kind of sanded it and repaired it, and we're going to be spraying it with the plastic-coated paint, and I think it'll be usable for this year.
Mm.
The new barbecue, we're waiting for the cement to set, and that'll be ready to go for next week's first rental there. And the heater was fixed under warranty at the pool.
Perfect.
Anuta, nothing to report. Boger, nothing to report. Hickory Meadows, nothing to report. Lynbrook ADA walkway, which I mentioned earlier, is completed. I am requesting a quote on top surfacing of the basketball court because it has been graffitied. The only way we can do this but a very thin coat of the same type of process that's there. We did find a product that we have put on the murals by the teen center that goes over painted surfaces. That'll be easier to clean with graffiti. We would add that to the basketball court. Very thin amount so people don't slip. The motor vehicle ordinance, a couple letters went out. We found motor vehicles that were going around the, with the new walkway especially, around in the circle. They are not allowed, and the ordinance is posted at the park. We found out the residents that have had the vehicles going around due to neighbors being very proactive, and we have sent letters to those residents telling them that that is against our ordinance. So they have gone out. Trademark Park, nothing to report, and Viewpoint Park, nothing to report. I do want to back up, though, on Tradewinds. There's 5 plants that have died. The marigolds, I believe. I have the picture in my office. They are being replaced by Pacific Sites.
Oh, wonderful.
Director Farley, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
No.
Director Garcia? No. Director Lopez Garcia?
No.
Director Torlakson?
I do have a question. Okay. What kind of motor vehicle are they going around?
Little motorcycles.
Little motorcycles.
Uh-huh. And they go around.
I see.
And it's actually, it has been very dangerous to some of the walkers.
Yeah.
There. So they have, you know, sent the information to us, contacted us.
And when they're caught, what happens? So there's an ordinance now?
There's an ordinance now that we know if we see them again, they can have it confiscated.
And is it posted?
It's posted on both ends.
Okay.
And it's been posted.
Okay.
It's destructive to the property as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to comment on that too. It's really, and they do it late into the night, and they're doing laps like it's a race, and it's on and on and on. It's and the engines are super loud and kind of annoying, you know. So that's good. And just wanted to let you know that Lori is aware of the dead tree at Dead Pine at Boger, and two trees that need to be removed from Tradewinds, and she's looking into getting free trees from
us removing them. And the cost
will remove,
And then getting the new trees to replace them.
Are you talking about the ones that were just planted, or it's at
it's
at Boger.
It's
not at Lindbrook.
One's at Boger, and two are at Tradewinds.
Oh, Tradewinds.
So
okay.
She's, you know,
the white birch and the
and the pine. And I did want to mention that at Tradewinds, I don't know why, the lawn just doesn't look very good to me. I know you get together with Carmen. Just seems like it should look a lot better than it does. But anyway, just wanted to mention that. Okay, moving on. Oh, is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on the monthly maintenance report at this time? Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right, next, consider approving resolution number 2526-02, authorizing the acceptance of donation of real property from Pacific West Communities, Inc. All right, general manager. Your job's too hard.
Pacific West Communities owns 7.4 acres of real property over Obisorian Village project.
Obisonia,
thank you.
Obisonia
project over by Ambrose Park. And as you can see in some of the exhibits there, parcel D is the one that they are looking to donate with that slight easement. We're working on an easement agreement. What this easement agreement is also about is that they can put some of their construction items on that property while they're repairing the infrastructure, the storm drains and things like that. They anticipate the transfer and the title of the county property to PWC June of 2026, which is next month, which would then in lieu give us the September grant deed of the donation property. So the property is approximately 41,426 square feet of parcel. It's located just south of Broadway and south of Maylard Street, shown on the parcel map that I have attached on the agreement. And this donation property is free to the point except $10 if you look in the agreement, it's required by Contra Costa County. That fee, so they have added the $10 in there, and very excited about it. There is no property taxes that we do pay on that additional land, and hopefully we'll get some park assessments, additional park assessments after that land is donated to us.
Mm-hmm. All right, Director Ferdella, any comments or questions?
Yeah, I have quite a few.
Okay.
First one is, why? Are we going to turn around and sell this and make money from it? Or do we have an ultimate plan for this land to complement something we already have?
Yes. If you go down the hill from where this property is, there's a creek on a storm drain, and there's part of that land that was the county's. Probably goes in probably 25 feet. There was a fence line there at one time, but during COVID, we had a lot of homeless there, and the fence went down. That property would, given it to us, would be big enough for a youth soccer field down there.
Great.
So we're looking to add a youth soccer field.
And so it's contiguous to our property.
Exactly.
Awesome, okay. I think that answers all the other questions I had.
Wow, you're easy. I like it. Dr. Garcia, any comments or questions?
No.
Director Lopez Garcia?
No.
Okay. Director Torrickson?
Okay, my question is also why? Why are they giving this to us?
Yeah.
Because it's not in their project, and it would go right in the middle of, if they had it, it'd be kind of right in the middle of our property, and the area that would be kind of right in the middle of our property is not buildable. And so they're going to give it to us to, because they want to go down the
school. So in their original project plan, that was unusable open
correct.
Space?
Correct, exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay.
I'll tell you why I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Because of all these things about hazardous waste
yeah.
and all that stuff. So I'm thinking because, you know, that the rain there really goes down.
Correct.
So, and the storm drain has problems and all that.
Correct.
And I know time is of the essence, as it says on the contract. And it looks like 10 days here, 20 days there, 30 days here.
Uh-huh.
It's really, we're being rushed to do this. So that's why I'm like, why?
Yeah, no,
I'm just a little bit, you know.
Checked out the CEQA, because we're not building property,
okay.
They're not building property, or we're not, there's no CEQA requirement. Now, once we decide to build property, there is, they'll require a CEQA. That's
when's
normal.
The last time the soil was tested?
They soil was tested. Look in the agreement. They did have a soil test. It's
okay.
attached to that.
Okay, so it's okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the results were nominal?
Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to... Sorry, this is tired brain today. The property, our property, does have a collapsed storm drain.
Mm.
It goes into probably about 4 feet into the county side of it. So we were working with the county in the storm drain, but we weren't getting anywhere. Because it'll be our land, we did find out that replacing infrastructure like that is under Quimby Fund, because it is a donated land.
Okay.
And our land was at some point partially used for baseball and soccer. Because it's donated land, with our land, it qualifies to use some of the Quimby funds, which is only for new parks.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been assured. I've talked to Christine from the county. We're just kind of waiting on a thing to submit that. Also, I submitted to Marathon, which was at our last meeting, approval to do that grant for a soccer field. That grant is all very expedited right now. That's through Marathon, and they have a year to get that grant out and start projects on that. So we're hopefully are going to be receiving that grant with the Quimby funds. And the Green Infrastructure Group that is working on our back parking lot has looked at that area and already has given us renditions of what they want to do where the creek is, because that's an excellent place to collect water with the biobasins and the bioswells and
mm-hmm.
the basins. So they are looking to be a part of that project too. So as far as funding, it's a great area to get some of these things we want done with different funders.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a cost on what it's going to cost to grade and do drainage? And
I put that with when I gave you the Marathon grant that I was submitting last week. Yes, it was about $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I submitted through Marathon. But of course, there's the infrastructure. Of course, there's expansion with the biospills going in there, so they would probably include trees down there and different things like that. So again, until the grant deed is official,
mm-hmm.
until I can get the other groups involved in it, it's just like phase one of a process that
mm-hmm.
probably would be expedited with the Marathon grant.
So what are we doing within the 30 days that we have for due diligence at this point?
That's where the easement comes in.
Okay.
We are letting them utilize the land that they're donating
okay.
to us, because they have to close.
Oh, so that's the 30
land.
Days they're asking
that's
for.
That's the 30
days
they're asking
okay.
for.
But we're not doing anything.
No.
We're not
no.
doing any testing,
nothing,
nothing like that.
Nothing.
Okay.
And they're providing their own liability insurance
exactly.
for that period?
Okay.
Okay.
So I just want you guys to know that when she talks about this Quimby Fund, because I was really unfamiliar with it, we have this big, huge pot of money with the county under this heading, the Quimby Funds, and it looks like this glorious amount, only we can only use it for new parks. So we're such a little tiny district and not very much money and no land to make a new park that we just keep accruing this money. So one of the great things about accepting this donation is that it allows us to make those, you know, those repairs to the storm drains and things that we, you know, we really wouldn't have the money to do under our regular budget. You know, that's outside the scope, you know, over $500,000. Well, now we get to draw on these funds that have been sitting there for years. So that alone, because I was like you guys, I'm like, we don't get anything for free, people. But that alone told me, like, just for that reason, that we can finally use the those Quimby funds. And we own part of that drainage system anyway, so isn't it cool now that we get to?
Yes.
Right, but isn't it cool because of their donation, we can access these Quimby funds and really solve that drainage problem, which I think is really super cool. So, and also, I was really nervous about this too. I don't know, you know, my father always said you don't ever get anything for free, so I was super nervous about it, but Lori has told me, and I have really drilled her on this, our lawyer has looked at this so many times and gone over it every point and had a whole bunch of questions, and it's gone to their lawyers, and there's a third set of lawyers, so, you know, your question about, like, mitigating, you know, any kind of hazardous waste, anything like that. Like, Kurt has really done his due diligence, and Lori told me she has every faith in this contract that we are protected. Mm-hmm. So I feel good about that. So I hope you guys do too, right? So if we have a motion on accepting this or rejecting this, I'd love to hear it.
Somebody else do it? Okay. I move we approve resolution number 25-26. /26-02, authorizing the acceptance of donation of real property from Pacific West Communities, Inc.
Thank you, Director Trollickson. Do I have a second? Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia.
Director Bordella?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Trollickson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. I want to be a Trollickson.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye. Okay, moving on. Review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 and provide staff with direction. Oh, I need to go back. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on the Pacific Sites community donation at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public. Sorry about that, public, and bring it back up to the board. All right. We're reviewing the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2026-2027 and providing staff with direction. Yes?
Okay. So not too much has changed from this current budget. The only thing in income, we are requesting from reserves to cover teen center wages and benefits, a total amount of $105,500. Just for temporary support until we receive all of the grant funding that needs to be reimbursed to us and other possible monies coming. So this is just temporary. That is for income. For expenses.
And the $6,000 for the
can
expenses.
We just wait until she can finish her presentation, sir? Thank you.
For expenses, also not too much has changed. The first thing would be for special events. We are increasing that from $2,500 to $6,000. That's to pay for our 80th anniversary event that we'll be planning. For Ambrose Park expenses, irrigation supplies and repairs, that is going down, so from $5,500 to $2,500. That's going down because the current budget included backflow replacement. Another item going down is building repairs, going from $13,000 to $1,000. It was higher this current fiscal year because it included the new trellis that they built, Future Build built. at Ambrose Park. That is the last note.
All right, Dr. Fardella.
I'll pass for now.
Director Garcia? Director Lopez Garcia?
No comment.
Director Torlakson?
I had a question, but she already answered it when I was there in her office. So, unless you want to hear it. No, my question was, we've done this before, and if we got the money back, if we got some money back, and her answer was...
But you said, what do you mean we've done this
with
before?
With the teen center wages.
Yeah, so I explained that we had the PSSF grant from county that used to pay for teen center wages and their expenses. In 2018, that was the end of that. And we had to come out of pocket until we found other grant funding. So for the first 2 years after that grant ended, we did take from reserves. After that, we were able to pay for those wages without taking from reserves. It was just from general fund. Now it's to the point where we need to borrow again, and so we find income.
Done? You don't have to be done.
My thinking was, okay, and we're supposed to get it from where? And it says here we're waiting for the grants, and we are waiting for, which is the Keller Canyon Mitigation Fund grants, some of it, and also... probably we don't have to hear about the other part.
Yeah, other funding.
Yeah.
That
the will, other funding that yeah. we're hoping to get.
Okay. Right.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So what is it about our financial situation that is making us have to draw from reserves on this at this time?
I think just the increase in maintenance that we've been having to do, or repairs, replacements, or just the increase in PG&E.
So give me, if you don't have these numbers, if you don't have these at the top of your head, normally you and I meet first, but I didn't have a chance. Tell me the top five things that you would say are contributing to us having to
go to... One of the major ones is the pool PG&E.
Okay, and that's doubled. A heater.
Mm-hmm.
That doubled. That's maybe the major thing.
Okay. Because I just feel like that's a lot of money to take from reserves. Why are we not in a better position? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, so, we are still waiting for those Keller reimbursements, so that should be at least $60,000 there.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I don't know if this is fair to ask you. If I went to this, and I meant to do this, by the way, if I went to this budget last year at this time, would we have seen that we needed to borrow from reserves?
No. So if you look at the last page, I like to make sure we have that general fund capital cushion there. So you'll see 72,000.
Yeah.
72,000. So that is...
That seems really low.
Mm-hmm. So the 105 is for majority for that. So the 105 that we're taking from reserves is 72,000 is going just for that. Usually we have maybe 200,000.
I was going to say, I've never seen it so low.
Mm-hmm. Usually we have about 200,000. I think last year we had maybe 150.
So, okay. I know I'm not understanding this.
So we're... No, that's included already in there, the budget.
So are you saying that 72,000 is that amount because you've taken out in consideration that 105, so if we didn't take from reserves, that would read 180,000?
It would be
now. About.
No. Oh, yeah. No, what do you mean?
So
if we didn't borrow the 105.
It would be in that account.
It would be negative.
It would be that the capital fund... reserve account would be negative? What am I not getting?
So the 105 is coming to income. If we took that 105 out, that means 105 is coming out of the expenses as well.
Oh, oops. I just lost an earring. Excuse me, people.
Yeah. So that would mean either 105 would have to come out of other expenses, and we just have to make sure not to spend on those. Like, you know, lowering the expenses. But I mean, how I do the budget is compared to what we did last year. Other than like the trellis, I was able to bring that down from 13,000 to 1,000.
Like, right.
Everything else is about what we spent just from normal maintenance and repairs, replacements, increases in utilities.
And is that why all the grants are zero, because we haven't gotten them yet? When you look at that?
Yeah, so I usually put zero in the prelim, because we don't know what we got approved yet. So like, just like she said, we won't find out about Keller until like July, August. So usually in the mid-year, that's when you see all of
that. That's when I see all that. Okay.
All the grants that we've.
And then, you know, just, I won't take a lot of time because I know we have a closed session, and I always meet with her beforehand, but why is it that so at one point in time, I think everybody else on the board knows this, I'm not sure Director Fardella knows this, but the neighborhood parks were funded by the county. Well, they owned them, right? And you would see that 52,000, whatever it was, and it always looks the same. Here's what it cost. Here's what we gave you the money for. It was penny for penny. And anything over that, the county absorbed. Then we stepped in and we took over those parks. Why is it that they still, I mean, it's as if that same 52,000 is always spent on those parks, but we know that's not true. So why does it look like that? Why do we still have it? You know, you have that says neighborhood park expenses, county assessment. Like, why does it still look that way? It just seems false to me.
Well, that's, so we have two. So there's neighborhood parks expenses, county assessment. So that's that 52,000 they gave us. Anything that goes over that, and we do always go over that, you'll see the next one says general fund.
Right, but I mean, we're not getting 52,000 for that. We are?
We've been getting the same amount of money for many, many years.
So what it was before is that when they own them, anything over the 52,000, rather than it coming out of our budget, they paid for it. That's the difference. That's why we didn't see the second one that says expenses general fund. So I got it backwards. We always saw the county assessment. We used to never see the neighborhood park expenses general fund, anything from that, because they always funded it.
Since I've been here, we've had both.
Well, this happened before you.
Yeah,
this happened before you. Okay, I got it. Okay, I understand. And then also, at Ambrose Pool, we have phones and internet there?
Mm-hmm.
We do? Oh, for the cameras?
For the cameras and also for our rec one system.
For rec one, pool's open.
Pool's open.
Okay. And then, I know I've said this so many times, but have we got reimbursed for Keller Canyon 22, 23, 24? So I'm wondering about this. You know, it puts us in a pickle, because on one hand, like, I really want to beat down their door and say, what the hell are you guys thinking about? Because we're the small district, right?
I beat down their door about
but,
that.
Well, I'm just saying. But on the other hand, it's like, I want them to give us these grants. So, you know, you kind of have to pussyfoot around and use all this political language. But, I mean, is there any way to write it into our grants? Hey, listen, we're going after this money for this, and we expect if we follow all of your design, every little checkpoint that you ask us to do, that we get paid by X time. Can we do that? It's just,
but
I mean, to
do
me, it's a freaking
the right way. Mm-hmm. Do
I know that we? I know it's not you, Jess, and I know it's not the general banner. It's just,
the county pay us those.
There's, you mean from, not pay us those funds?
It's from county.
It's from county. So what their issue is they got a new, with Chinook coming in, they got a new company that writes the checks and does it all. Everything's approved. And they're pulling their teeth right now because they're the people that are supposed to write the checks. I've been talking to Daniel Davis probably weekly. He says, yes, they wrote the checks. The promise was supposed to be here at the end of May for everything. So because I went to the Keller Bidders Conference last week, mm-hmm. and I pulled him and David Frazier to the side, and I says, I'm really excited, but I don't want to tell all these people that you guys haven't paid us for 3 years and I'm applying for another grant.
Right.
And they says, no, they're both checking into it, and that's when they contacted me and said by the end of the month. But I says, well, I want to put my grant in. I says, you know, obviously, I says, but, you know, this is a very bad situation, you know. This is a,
it's not fair.
Have you said it in writing?
No, I have not, but I did say.
I think it might be good to be in writing.
I did say it with the supervisor there as well, so.
Yeah.
I just want to acknowledge that it's taking a lot of soft dollars to get this money. Mm-hmm. You know, for anybody that hears this broadcast, like, this has been a lot of staff time. Jess has been working with these people for years now, and our general manager. And I just, to me, I don't even think there's any frickin' excuse for it. But anyway, thank you for what you do. All right, and the last couple of questions. So we've done this new lap swim the Monday through Thursday, right? Who's our lifeguard for those 2 hours?
Jeremiah, he's somebody that I hired as a lifeguard. He's done, when we have East Bay Regional Parks, they do rec swim and swim lessons. We have private rentals on Friday and Saturday night. We have lap swimming. We had a swim team. We bring our own guard in for that. He was one of my head guards over at Buchanan. Mm. He came over here, and he's guarding for us. And Eric has been certified as a guard as well. Mm.
So the 2 hour lap swim, are we paying their fee, their wage?
Yes.
As opposed to when the pool opens on the 23rd for everybody, that's through East Bay Regional Parks. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm asking this question because that means that we have the pool open about 21 days for this lap swim before East Bay Regional Parks staff comes in. And I, you know, I'm not saying we shouldn't do this. I just think it's something to think about. This means that we have to turn up the heat on that pool, and it's not cheap.
Right.
And my understanding is we don't have a lot of lap swimmers. That doesn't mean we shouldn't. I mean, it may be that, you know, you have 2 or 3 years where people find out about it. Maybe we need to do that. But I just think we need to recognize that pool, we never make money. I want to say, I think Jess and I have talked about this, we are at least $65,000 in the hole every year on that pool. I don't care how many sacks you sell, how many people swim, that's just a given. So when we add in these 3 weeks before we open it up to the public and we have to have it heated, and we have these, so now we have 2 hours times four times, a week, staff wages, we have, we have to crank up the PG&E to heat the pool. So I just think it's something to think about.
We're doing little 4 weeks, 5 weeks at a time to
right.
see. We do turn the heater off on Thursday.
Okay.
We do turn the heater back up on Monday. So it's a little bit cooler on Monday.
Right.
We did have a swim team that was there first week. We have 2 school parties next week.
Okay.
That compensate that.
Okay.
MLK and another school that are coming from 2. So we're trying to build up other programming there, and we have to start somewhere. So this is why I started, just in my history of Buchanan, when I started that, we ended up breaking even on these seasons because we brought our lap swimmers up to 20. We got more school parties. We had fire and sheriff doing training there. So we have to make it acceptable that people know it's acceptable. So that's why we're doing 5 weeks in the spring and 5 weeks in the fall. And then the rest of we're very fortunate that the rest of our staffing costs are absorbed with these big regional parks.
Yeah, I want to let you know, I'm not questioning your judgment because that's why we hire you, and I totally respect. But I also know that when you're starting a new program, there's going to be that time frame between mm-hmm. you having the program starting and when everybody knows. I mean, we even learned that during the Easter egg celebration. People went there and like, we didn't even know there was a pool.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. But I just wanted to make sure that we knew this, you know, that pool's a big money suck, but it's the community loves it. So.
Yes, I know. Because I think other pools, I've been around the pool industry for 40 years, and I've never seen a pool, honestly, that made money.
Never.
Back when we were doing some research on whether we should even, rehab that pool, Doug and I, we were looking all over the state. We couldn't find a single pool, not one. It was just a matter of how much in the hole you were going to be.
It's just smart how you run it. And
right.
you know, heat it and turn it on, turn it off, and just regulate the pool the best that you can for financial reasons.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I especially appreciate your expertise. And Jess, thank you so much for all your good work on the budget. I really appreciate it. So is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment?
Excuse me, Director Freidel? Through the chair, I have a question under shared park expenses.
Yes, sir.
Assess. 25 grand in dumpsters?
Yes.
I know. Sucks, doesn't it?
Why do we need so much cubic yards that cost? That's a huge expense.
Well, we have three here.
That's Ambrose. Yeah, it's at Ambrose Park, and all of the parks.
All
trash go to that one dumpster.
Is there any way we can change how we manage our refuse to save some money? That's a lot of money.
That's a monthly fee that we go. We don't add any other dumpsters. It's just the dumpsters that we have for the garbage you do for our rentals here. We fill these dumpsters. Overflow these dumpsters, and that's why we lock them, because if we don't, the neighborhood will fill them up for us. Yeah, but we have to lock them. But it weekend rentals, it's full.
Okay.
Parks, it's full.
All right.
We usually do about 2 to 3 truckloads on Monday, and fill the one at the warehouse.
So how do we negotiate with them to get the price down?
I know it's
that's ridiculous.
It is.
You're Sicilian.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about it. I know who to talk to.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment or have any questions on this item at this time? I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. All right. No public hearing. Moving on to closed session. We will now adjourn for a closed session regarding real property negotiations pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 regarding the sale of approximately 1.99 acres of land at the southeast corner of Willow Pass Road and Clearland Drive, Bay Point. APN number 097-081-276. Okay. I'd like to call back to order the board of directors from the closed session. We have agreed to extend a third PSA.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that stand for again, Lori?
Purchase sale agreement
in the amount of $75,000 in can you help me with
the deposit of $75,000 with an extension sale of June 16th, 2027, on or before.
On or before. Thank you so much. And this is regarding the property at Willow Pass Road and Clearland Drive, APN 097-081-27. Is that good enough? Sorry about that, people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
perfect.
Whacked
yes.
that out. Okay. All right, so now we're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Director Ferdinand, what have you got?
Nothing.
Oh, believe it. Director Garcia?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Director Lopez Garcia.
Lori, I like to comment about the chairs out there. They look very, very nice. Really good. And this place is just really looking more and more professional. Thank you so much. Because I know you really work
She's so
on
good.
This. Thank you.
Are those asbestos tiles?
That's what I was telling Lupe a little while ago.
We're being recorded.
And does the answer going to change if it's not being recorded?
Oh my God!
Member reports, director reports.
Oh,
I believe
I don't have any director's reports, but I just wanted to thank you for everything that you're doing. And I know it's been crazy. It's a crazy month. And I'm looking forward to the report next month.
State of the district.
Yes. I wanted to remind people that this is an election year. And there's a couple of us or three of us.
All four?
All three. Three.
Four.
Three.
Four.
Four including AJ?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. AJ, you're going to run.
What?
Okay. So... So just reminding you, because by August, I think, you have to file your papers. By August, don't forget to file your papers. Put your candidate statement just in case someone decides to run against us. So just a notice. Okay, that's it.
Can I run for city council at the same time?
No.
So I wanted to thank the budget committee for coming in early and looking over the budget for us. I really appreciate that. And I also wanted to ask, now that we have granted that third PSA to the buyers of the Clearland property, what are we going to do about permitting people on Saturday and Sunday market there?
I'm on code enforcement, and they are there being sure that everybody's permitted. Once the construction starts there, which I was hoping was going to be within the next couple months, we were going to fence it, and they are going to fence it, and they were going to move it to like a Thursday night food truck night in our parking lot, depending on the construction with our green infrastructure project in our parking lot. So that's it, but at the code enforcement, they are allowing it to happen. As long as the code, they feel like they have them in an area that they can regulate all permits and things like that. And that will also be abated next week, too, so those weeds will be down, which will, I think, be less of a fire hazard. But as far as code enforcement and our law officers and our public works and our Contra Costa County environmental, they are allowing it to happen.
So I have a couple of questions on that. One, should we consider charging those vendors a fee? Could be nominal. Two, what's the liability to us if something happens?
That I brought that up, and there's none, because as long as they're permitted, they can do it on the street corner in front here, or they're doing it over there. As far as charging them there,
I mean, it's our property.
Yeah, it is, but the cost factor of having somebody regulate it for the district, I think it would be very difficult, and that's where I think liability would come in if we start charging them.
So what you're saying is that by us just kind of letting it happen, if some accident happened on that property during the sale, during their operating hours, we don't incur any liability?
Well, the first Wednesday, I would like to bring these questions to a part of code enforcement, and we're having it in Crockett on June 2nd. And I'd like to bring these questions to them and bring it back to the next board meeting, if I may.
Yeah, because I, you know, the thing is, I am really worried about that. It's getting big. It's kind of cool. I mean, I love it. I love a Saturday I love a good Saturday market. But it's getting big. Mm-hmm. And so I have thought about, well, what if some accident happened? What's our liability? And it just, doesn't make sense to me that we only incur liability if we were charging them something versus if we're not. Mm-hmm. We all know it now. It's been brought up at this meeting. May has brought it up many times.
Yeah. Madam Chair? Is it big? I haven't seen the
sale. Oh, yeah. It's big. Oh. It's big
now. Sales.
Through the chair?
Yes, sir.
We're absolutely liable if something happens, even if we don't. It's our property, so there's no question about tort or liability.
Yeah.
I think that at the very least, we should require some kind of certificate of liability insurance up to a certain amount. I know that I, as a vendor for many of the people that I work for, require $2.5 million umbrella liability policy. I don't know what our requirement should be, but there should be something there for someone to hit before they get to us.
If you go there on Saturday night, you usually see a sheriff there, and you usually see probably somebody from the county there. So there are people regulating it within the county. I don't know if they're there all the time.
I'm just totally against what both you guys say. These people are there. They, I just don't get it. Why you want to charge somebody and then you want to make them pay insurance. I just think it's really selfish, and I don't like it, and I'm going to leave now. Thank you. It upset me that you would charge these people and make $2 there.
Eva, this is just a form to talk about it. But hang on. It's just a form to talk about it. One of the things that we love about Bay Point is that it is more relaxed. Something like that can happen. So I understand what you're saying. My thing really was liability.
No, you were saying charging them money.
I asked them, and I said nominal. And I'm totally fine with not doing that. You know what I mean? I mean, if we can't talk about it, if we can't, what use is this?
I spoke what I said, and I'm ready to go.
Well, I hear, I can't keep you here.
For all directors, my position is to, whatever you ask me to do, I will take it to our code enforcement. I will ask those questions. Maybe the county has concerns. Maybe the sheriff had concerns. This is maybe a good time that we could bring this up and make it safer for Bay Point, but also make it a place that our community feels like they have a place to go as well. So I think I was kind of feeling that at the last code enforcement meeting. The idea that they felt that they could have them here instead of in different driveways and different lots all over. And it gives them a chance to, again, see if they're up to code for their food, you know, to protect, you know, the residents here. But I will take all these questions and I'll bring it to the code enforcement on the 2nd and have it for our next board meeting.
One last question.
Yes.
What is our insurance policy liability? How much liability insurance do we care?
For like our sports programs?
Umbrella liability. If somebody slips on a banana peel at one of these events or in front of the place.
I know like the lower level, $300,000, and I think it's $1 million policy that we carry, but
okay.
I do not know 100% for sure, so that's something I will check in as
well. No, I think that's adequate.
Yeah, and I do want to recognize what Director Garcia was saying. I understand. It's one of the things that I love, and I like that idea of instead of having all those food trucks so that they go there, it makes it really hard to park here. Mm-hmm. So I understand where she's coming from. I really don't have any hard feelings about it. Really, my greatest concern is liability. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then the last thing is I want to know if the board wants to consider, and I think we'd have to notice this at a meeting, but Delano Johnson was super impactful in this community for decades now. And I want to know if you guys would consider naming some room in the center after him, whether it was the gymnasium, the Delano Johnson Gymnasium, the community kitchen. Originally, I was thinking of this executive boardroom, but then I'm thinking there might be some board member at some point in time down the road that's contributed decades, and we'd want to do it after them. But,
yeah.
You know, it's just that it's hard to make the kind of impact on a community that he's made without literally decades of boots on the ground and door knocking and his person. You know, a story that Lori was telling me, and Delano actually told me at one point in time when he was providing meals for our community, he was actually living out of his car. Nobody knew it. He didn't tell anybody. But he, you know, if there was some way that he could help, like he did, and I just think it might be a cool thing for us to honor. You know, we did it with Gloria Magleby, and you know, that made a lot of sense, right? Because she was a board member and she was into gardening and all that. But I just think, you know, as much impact as a lot of community members have made, I don't know a lot that have been met that level that he has. So I'm wondering, is there any interest on this board for bringing that up on a formal agenda item and coming up with what we think might be a good idea for that?
Sounds good to me.
Do I have a third?
Sounds good to me, too.
Okay, so can we place, it doesn't have to be next meeting if it's two, but can we put it on one meeting that we can decide what we want to do with that? Okay, yes.
I have another thing. I asked Jessica actually earlier, do we still have the fair at that area, at the Clearland property?
They have not, since COVID, they have not asked to
so
be
we
there.
Haven't had that.
Right, and that was Sergio that the Bay Point,
The Chamber of
Commerce. Chamber of
Commerce,
thank you very much. The Bay Point Chamber
but
of Commerce.
No, they were actually the Lions Club.
The Lions Club and the Chamber. Last one was the Chamber, because that's the one I did. But they had the full property, and now Sergio has broken that property in half.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he did it on his part.
Because he fenced
and then
it.
And he paid for the part that he used.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's right.
Yeah. So and that's the only other concern that I have. This is getting bigger and bigger, and we have that property being on sale.
Right.
And we would be expecting some people complaining about the sale when that happens. Mm-hmm. Because I remember before when it wasn't even this level of our negotiations with the seller.
Right.
That we had the Ambrose Lions Club come here and complain we always have our carnival there. So I just wanted to let you know that this can expand to something like that.
When we had the Bay Point cleanup, we had to put signs out the week before.
Right. Yeah.
Because last year there was a lot of people that were very upset that they're having the cleanup in their area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we did. We went to each on the Saturday and Sunday before. We went to each vendor and told them that was going to be there.
Right.
So just being courtesy for them.
Thank you.
Okay, if everyone's done, do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to our next meeting.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right,
thanks.
All right, thanks, people. Don't go to bed.